Now, the next voice that you'll hear will be that of the then controller of Radio 1 and 2, the great Robin Scott.
In very little time now, it'll be my pleasure and privilege to launch Radio 1 and 2. All of us here who have worked so hard during these past weeks have done so with two principal aims in view: to provide you with a better service of popular music and a greater measure of choice. A good deal of publicity has surrounded the plans for Radio 1, because in many ways it represents a new concept for BBC Radio. Radio 1 is designed to be young in heart and in style. And Radio 2 is much more than the old light programme shed of its 247-metre wavelength. It offers many alternatives to pop music whilst retaining the most popular features of the old light programme. Radio listening is part of the daily life of most of us. Any change in programmes or wavelengths takes some getting used to. And the changes involved in Radio 1 and 2 are pretty sweeping. We can only hope that they will find acceptance and, in due course, we hope, popularity too. Because most of what Radio 1 and 2 are going to do will be live, it's not possible to rehearse and evaluate everything beforehand. And like a new pair of shoes, we shall be breaking the networks in until they fit properly. And we must crave your indulgence if the shoes squeak a bit, though we hope they won't. And very far from a squeak is the exciting sound of George Martin's Theme 1 for Radio 1, part of which will herald the start of Radio 1's day from now on and close the combined networks at 2 o'clock in the morning. Listen to it now as it receives its first broadcast on Radios 1 and 2, Radio 1's Theme 1. Well, that was George Martin's splendid Theme 1 for Radio 1. And this morning we've played it in full on both Radio 1 and 2. Well, in a few moments, it's going to be 7 o'clock, time for the first Tony Blackburn show on Radio 1, whilst Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2 with Paul Hollingdale. But now, with the clock ticking slowly up to 7 a.m., it's going to be time to welcome Radio 1's first early show on 247 metres medium wave, whilst Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2. 10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, and Radio 2, Paul Hollingdale. Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2. 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And good morning, everyone. It's 50 years ago today since I welcome you to the exciting new sound of Radio 1. And 50 years on, we've even got Arnold back. When Radio 1 started in 1967, I was there to wake you up every day of the week, apart from Sunday. And today, we're recreating the first ever show. So, let's away! If this doesn't wake you up, then nothing will. This was number 3 this week, 50 years ago in the Radio 1 Fun 30 from The Move. It's called Flowers in the Rain.
Woke up one morning, half asleep, with all my blankets in a heap.
Flowers in the Rain by The Move. That was the one, the very first record I played 50 years ago.
Music hour by hour.
Too much on your tower. It's great.
Of power.
Music hour by hour. Up to date.
On your tower.
Wonderful BBC.
But what was the second record? Well, I'll tell you, it was this. Now you can hear the crackles. We're on vinyl and we're playing these from turntables.
Going back to Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, and that was the second record I played on Radio 1 from the Bee Gees.
Radio 1 and 2, coming up strong for the weekend.
Proper jingles. Right now, it's 6 minutes past seven. And I want to thank you very much indeed for listening over the years. I'm going to do exactly the same programme I did on Radio 1 50 years ago. And it was a Saturday morning when we opened up Radio 1. The show was only an hour and a half in those days, certainly on Saturday. Then it sort of progressed to 2 hours. And we got loads and loads of your memories of that particular day. Kurt from Belgium says... at the end of your first hour of broadcasting at Radio 1 in September 1967, my mother gave birth to a son. I know that's true because that boy was me. Kurt, she in a strange sort of way missed it. Welcome along and thanks for that memory. Don Astley says, Tony, when Radio 1 started, I was teaching at training college in Nottingham, preparing to go to my last teaching practice. I had just met my wonderful wife of 44 years ago, Glenys. We now live in Bolton and have both retired from our teaching careers. We still love the music and we're going to enjoy this hour. Well, I hope you are. Here are the Tremolos. The Tremolos, Even the Bad Times Are Good, written by Mitch Murray and Peter Calder.
Music to swing by every evening.
Do you know, I listened to the programme that I did 50 years ago and I've never actually got right the way through it because some of the features we had were so darn embarrassing. The Knocking Knee Club and things like that, the Twisting Time as well. We'll get round to those a little bit later on, as embarrassing as they are. But we love getting your... remembering what you were doing on that day when I opened up Radio 1 50 years ago. Angela says, hi, Tony. On the morning of the 30th of September 1967, I was awake early, listening to the opening of your new Radio 1 station, playing Flowers in the Rain and preparing for my wedding later that day to my lovely bride-to-be, Angela. Congratulations to you, Tony, on your personal golden anniversary. And please thank Angela for putting up with me for the past 50 years. Well, I want to thank you for putting up with me for the past 50 years. Right now, though, here on BBC Radio 1, it's a chart-bound sound. Radio 1 chart-bound sound there from Simon and Garfunkel and Faking It. And you're probably saying to yourself, hey, it's weird. He's saying Radio 1 on Radio 2. Well, we are recreating the Radio 1 programme on Radio 2 because I guess all those of us who are listening 50 years ago on Radio 1 are now on Radio 2. And we're also on the Radio 1 Vintage channel as well. Now, this channel is going to have some fantastic programs on it, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along as well. You have to rescan your DAB radio to get the Radio 1 Vintage channel. And we're together then. And then at 8:30 this morning, I'm going to be going over the road. Well, it's not actually over the road. It's in more or less the same building. And I'm going to be joining Nick Grimshaw at 8:30, and it'll be on Radio 1, Radio 2. And on the Vintage channel. So if you want to hear absolutely everything, just stay tuned to this channel, Radio 2. It's 40 minutes past 7, 50th anniversary of the opening of Radio 1.
247, Radio 1, non-stop music.
Imagine a still summer's day.
Cliff Richard, The Day I Met Marie, right here at BBC Radio 1. 50 years on, and, well, you know, I was saying that I was listening to some of the first records I played and the first programme I did, and I only managed to bring about 10 minutes through because it was so embarrassing, some of it. And we had a knee-rattling club, so I encourage you to get out and rattle your knees. Look, this is... I mean, honestly, we were doing that 50 years ago. How times have changed. And then we had... the Bedroom Twisting Time. Do you remember that? I wonder if you remember that. Helping her to get out of bed and having a bedroom twisting session. And I used to say, come on, get out of bed, no mucking about. What I want you to do is salute a blown-up photograph of myself. I was even conceited in those days. Now take a great big breath, open the window and shout out, Radio 1 is wonderful. Then twist around to, you can twist around to this one, in actual fact. See why I didn't listen to the whole program, can't you?
God, Harry Love, Diana Ross and the Supremes. And all these songs were in exactly the same order that we played them on the very first show 50 years ago. The jingles you're hearing, by the way, as well, they're the original jingles from 1967. And for over 25 years, our jingles were made by the fabulous Pams and Jams Productions. And we'd like to thank very much indeed John Wolfert and his team for their contribution to the Radio 1 and Radio 2, and now Radio 1 Vintage as well. And they were just fabulous jingles. And these were the jingles, actually, I played on Big L Radio London on the North Sea as well. And that was the reason I went over from Radio Caroline. I was 2 years on Radio Caroline. And I remember we heard that a pirate ship was coming along called Radio London. And I heard these jingles, and they were fantastic. And when I joined Radio 1, the powers that be said here, you know, what could we give you that would help you? And I said, well, we would love the jingles. And Kenny and I absolutely adored jingles like this.
Music to swing by every evening.
And Kenny Everett actually wrote the lyrics to this one.
Music hour by hour.
Too much on your tower.
It's great.
Of power.
Music hour by hour.
They are just wonderful, aren't they?
Get with the fun time, Radio 1 time.
And right now, we will have a little bit more fun on vinyl. This, of course, is Engelbert Humperdinck.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? La la la.
Number one in the Fun 30 this week, that's Engelbert Humperdinck and The Last Waltz right here at wonderful Radio 1. And, of course, in those days where we used to have travel reports as well, and as luck would have it, we do actually have a travel report here. We've just heard that a lorry carrying a massive supply of eggs has collided with a milk float. There's now a five-mile omelette blocking the M49 motorway.
It's too much. Radio 1 is wonderful.
Foundations right in the Radio Funderful top 30 there, and baby, now that I've found you. I used to say it as well, 27 Funderful minutes, Radio Funderful minutes past seven. Wonder why those serious jocks never took me that seriously.
Well, it's meant to be a serious station as well.
No, not at all. It was a fun station and should be. That's what radio should be all about, shouldn't it? Jeff Noakes in Sheffield, thanks very much for all your memories. And this one says, I was 13 when Radio 1 opened. I listened to The Breakfast Show before school on a small transistor radio that sat on the table next to me. My mum said I drove her mad. No, it was me driving your mum mad, not you. And that she couldn't think. I thought that Radio 1 was absolutely brilliant. I remember having a green Radio 1 Club card too. I remember those. Loved all the music at the time and still do. It's our 38th wedding anniversary this weekend. So please say hi to me, my lovely wife Louise, and tell her I love her lots. Keep up the great music and the sounds of the 60s. It's a fantastic show. Can't wait to hear Radio 1 starting up all over again, which you're, of course, listening to right now. This comes from John Roberts in Ringwood, very near Bournemouth, my hometown. Thanks, Tony and the BBC, for brightening up our lives, and congratulations on your anniversary. Keep up the fabulous work. Thank you very much indeed, John, for continued listening as well. Paul and the rest of the family say hi. Happy birthday to my sister, Nikki Reynolds, from Rugby in Warwickshire. She's 50 years old today, born on the exact day that we opened up Radio 1. Richard Coghill in Alexandra Palace in North London says, we've had so many of these, and I do thank you for them. I remember listening to the whole programme on September the 30th, 1967, at Bradbury's House at Harrow School, age 15. I was a young prefect and had the privilege of turning the school radio on, and the whole house sat down and listened to it, and we refused to go into lessons. So am I responsible for you getting expelled as well?
Think of all the good times that I've wasted.
Oh, good times! Harry Eric Burdon and the Animals and the Good Times right here on Radio 1.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And if you've just joined us, welcome along. We're recreating that very first sound of Radio 1, the very first breakfast show I did, playing the records in exactly the same order, and we're on vinyl. So all you vinyl fans, you can probably hear the crackles and everything, and we're playing them off turntables, all right, here in the studio. Now, here is one I played, and for some unexplainable reason, I don't understand why, but I only played just a little bit of it and never announced what it was. That's all I played of that record. For some unexplainable reason, I can't understand why I never announced what it was. So for the last 50 years, people have been trying to find out what it was. Now, I can now tell you, 50 years later, it was Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass and a banda. It got to number 35 in America. So now, after all these years, you do actually know. All right. This time in the morning, we would be playing some new records for you as well. So we really were keeping you up to date with what was happening. We had a new release section for you every single morning. Our very first Sounds New feature was this one from Felice Taylor. And afterwards, I'm going to tell you my review of it. Okay, so this was the very first one. And 50 years ago, it did wow in like that. Wonderful Radio 1 and Felice Taylor there, and I Feel Love coming on. And we used to do this every single morning. We had a feature called Sounds New. We had several meetings on what can we call this feature, and after the 27th meeting, somebody shouted out, "That Sounds New." Thought, whoa, that's good. It eventually became a Radio 1 new spin. But we played all these records in a row. So that was the very first one, and we gave you the label numbers as well. So I would do the review. So I'll give you the label number of that one, because there might be somebody who's interested in it. Okay, so that one was President PT155. Imagine we gave you the record numbers. And this was my review. I think she's got a lovely voice, a very unusual record indeed. And on the other side, there's just the backing track so you can sing along to the record. I think a good record to listen to, but I don't think it will be a hit. Hasn't got that little something to make you want to go out and buy it. And that was Felice Taylor. It actually got to number 11 and did rather well. I can spot them.
Be sure.
This was the next new one.
In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure?
The Young Rascals and How Can I Be Sure on Sounds New right here on the original breakfast show, coming to you from wonderful Radio 1. And let me see, what did I say about that record? Because I was reviewing it. I said, that is a beautiful, beautiful record, and I hope it's going to make it. Beautiful song, beautiful words, and it must be a hit. It didn't actually make it.
The BBC is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love with music.
The next one on Sounds New 50 years ago was this one. Major to Minor from The Settlers.
Get with the fun time, Radio 1 time.
This was our review section as well, and we used to play these records in a row, and I used to review them and also give you the label numbers. That was The Settlers, Major to Minor. This was what I said 50 years ago about this record. The group that's made many good records but never quite made it in the hit parade. But I think that's a very good one, and if any of their records are going to make it, this is going to be the one. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of them, so remember the name, Major to Minor. By The Settlers on Pi 7N17375. Before we do anything else, though, I forgot to give you the number of the Young Rascals record. My first mistake. It was called How Can I Be Sure? On Atlantic 5458. I beg your pardon, I made a mistake 50 years on. I can never get this label right. Atlantic 584138. Repeat it so that you, otherwise you'll tell me off. Atlantic 584138. So there you go. I thought that was going to be a big hit for the Settlers, and of course, it wasn't. So far, I've got 3 out of 3 wrong. See how I do with this one. Procol Harum in Homburg. I could spot the hits 50 years ago, I tell you that. This is Radio 1.
Your multilingual business friend is too long.
Procol Harum, Homburg. And my review on this one takes a bit of getting used to. Follow up to White as Shed of Pale, a very difficult record to follow, but I think they've done it, and I think it's going to be a massive hit for them. And you know something? I actually got that one right. It went to number 6. You keep running away. That's, of course, the sound of the Four Tops. And what was my review on that one like? Well, it was the last in the Sounds News section of the programme. We used to do this every morning. What can I say about Tamla Motown? I said another smash hit. Typical Four Tops record, but they can't lose with this one. Lovely record, and I think it's going to be a massive hit. Well, in actual fact, it got to number 26.
Get with the fun time, Radio 1 time.
One of those things, I certainly could spot them, couldn't I? It is the original breakfast show, 50 years on Radio 2. It's the Radio 1 breakfast show. We're also on Radio 1 Vintage as well. You can get that on DAB. You have to rescan your radio for that, or it'll be on the fabulous radio, BBC Radio iPlayer for radio. Right now, the radio iPlayer for radio. Here come the Flower Pot Men. Not Bill and Ben. These are the originals. Let's go to San Francisco and on to number 4 in the fabulous Fun 30 on Radio 1. The Flower Pot Man, and let's go to San Francisco. What a great sound that is as well, right here on the original breakfast show on Radio 1, here on Radio 2. John Tor, thanks very much for all these memories. Says, I remember the great fondness sitting around eating my cornflakes, listening to Flowers in the Rain, Swiss Cottage in Daventry in 1967. It was a wonderful program. Thank you very much indeed, John, for that. What else have we got here? Martin Robertson in Brentford in Middlesex says, 50 years ago, I was 7 years old. I remember my brother Trev, age 12, woke me up early to listen to Something Special, history being made on the family radiogram in the front room. Magical memories. Congratulations, and thank you for the joy you brought to millions over the years. That's very, very kind of you. What do you say we have a revived 45? That's a revived 45 from Jimmy Ruffin there, and Jimmy Jones, I say, and that one there called Handy Man. Thanks very much indeed for all the lovely messages. Peter says, I'm listening in Cyprus. 50 years ago, I was 11 years old and should have been starting on my paper round, but I sat there in the back room listening to the great show. Well, thanks very much for still listening.
Radio 1, that means music.
Here's a chart-bound sound.
To be together, you know what I mean. To be
the Turtles, you know what I mean. This is BBC Radio 2 online on digital, 88 to 91 FM, and on BBC Radio 1 Vintage. And now, the news from Catherine Cracknell.
Good morning. Teachers and other public sector workers in England and Wales could see the 1% cap on their pay rises lifted next year. The Treasury's published a letter it sent to pay review boards saying there needs to be flexibility to attract recruits in areas where there are shortages. Unions said extra money was needed. Radio 2 has turned 50. On the morning of September the 30th, 1967, the BBC launched its new look station. Radio 2 emerged from what had previously been the BBC's Light programme, and the new Radio 1 copied the pop format of pirate stations such as Radio Caroline. Lizo Mazimba looks back.
This is BBC Radio 2.
When Radio 2 launched 50 years ago, it shared many elements with its predecessor, the entertainment and music network, the Light programme. half a century later, it's marking its anniversary with events that include an all-star soul, funk and disco party broadcast tonight from the Manchester Academy. It's also the 50th birthday of Radio 1. Radio 2 is celebrating the anniversary with the man who opened its sister station, Tony Blackburn.
Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
The veteran presenter is recreating the first show to be broadcast on the BBC's first pop music station.
And the weather after a bright start. There'll be scattered showers followed by heavy rain and strong winds.
Thank you very much indeed, Catherine. And, you know, 50 years ago, you newsreaders, you didn't even have your own jingle. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did. It's a bit strange, actually.
Yeah, you're so lucky now, aren't you?
2:47.
Wonderful BBC. Another hour of music.
Brother Nigel paints the stairs with the signs of the zodiac. Throws paint in the mirror as he stands in his plastic bag. Sister.
That's the Alan Price set and the house that Jack built. Number 4 in the Fun 30 right here at Radio 1. If you just joined us, welcome along. It's 7 minutes past 8. And this is the original show I did 50 years ago, opening up Radio 1, with all your memories as well. And I'm sure that after the news, you remember the joke that I told then. I said, this is exactly what I said 50 years ago, I think at this time of the morning we should have Mrs. Dell's Diary. Best time of the day for a cereal, isn't it? I mean, all clever stuff even in those days. The next record I played for Alan Freeman, who very kindly rang up, you know, Fluff Freeman rang up and said that he was enjoying the show. This was number 2 in the Fun 30. Do you remember this one? Keith West with excerpt from a teenage opera. Teenage opera sort of never happened. It's Radio 1. It's 7 minutes past 8. 50 years on.
Count the days into years.
Keith West, excerpt from a teenage opera. It reminds me of when I joined the BBC, actually, playing that one on the old live programme as well. Number 2 in the Radio 1 Fun 30. It's 11 minutes past 8, 50 years on. Thank you very much indeed for sending in all your memories. And Alan Beesby says, love the sounds of the 60s and usually at work when I listen to the programme. But my best memory of Radio 1 is when I was 11 years old. On the beach in St Ives in Cornwall, waiting for the start of Radio 1. It was like the first moon landing. So exciting. Every week, your radio programme takes me back to absent friends and so many memories. Thank you for that. And Alan, thank you very much indeed for listening in. We've just got a motoring flash. News has just in that a van carrying 15 tonnes of fruit has spilled its load, causing a lorry filled with sugar to skid and spill its load as well. It's causing a major jam.
Radio 1 is wonderful.
Number 5 in the Radio 1 Fun 30. That's Diana Ross and the Supremes and Reflections. Thank you very much, Arnold, for that's very kind of you to remind me that I should tell everybody. Are you looking very good, Arnold, by the way? I'm sure, I mean, in doggy years, he's now 371 years old, and I've just got a suspicion you might have had a facelift. But I'm sorry. That was very wrong of me to say that. No, you're a fine figure of a dog. He's reminding me to remind you that in a quarter of an hour's time, what's going to happen is that this show will come to an end. In other words, the first show that I ever did, because it was an hour and a half long. It was only an hour and a half long. Gee, we managed to spread it out, haven't we? And what we're going to do, it's going to continue on Radio 2, and we're going to be on Radio 1, Radio 2, and the Vintage Channel, because I'm going over to the Radio 1 studios, that nowadays are rather like television studios, and I'm going to be joining Nick Grimshaw who's doing his show on Radio 1 at this very moment. And so I'm going to be joining Nick Grimshaw, and we're going to be doing the show together till 10 o'clock this morning. And a lot of the Radio 1 disc jockeys who've been on The Breakfast Show over the years, they're going to join us as well. And one by one, we'll wheel them in. We have to wheel them in now. And so they'll be joining us. So that's happening at 8:30. So you'll be able to hear it on Radio 2, so there's no need to change wavelengths or anything. But the show is going to be on the Vintage Channel, which I hope you found. You have to rescan your DAB radio for that, or it will be on the Radio iPlayer as well. You can get that. And this program will be on Catch Up, as always, as well. So I'm joining Nick Grimshaw. I'm going to physically go from this studio to the Radio 1 studios, and the show will go on till 10 o'clock this morning. So, but you don't have to change wavelengths to listen to it, okay? So we'll have this while we're getting ourselves together here. You can probably hear the crackles because we are doing it on vinyl this morning, on turntables as well.
If you could only see me, I know exactly where I am.
The Hollies, King Midas in reverse.
Music to swing by every evening.
Ode to Billy Joe. I remember saying to you earlier on in the programme that we're doing the original programme, of course, but there were some embarrassing parts of the programme that made me cringe 50 years on, and this now coming up is one of them, because I used to say it's this time in the morning, all those of you listening in Scotland, all adjusting their sporrans, and we used to have sporran adjusting music that went rather like this. So stand by your sporrans, everybody up there in Scotland, and here we go. And we did. But it's so embarrassing, we'll move on, I think, don't you? It was funny 50 years ago. Hasn't stood the test of time. Thank goodness. Crystals, a revive, 45 here on Radio 1, 50 years on, and then he kissed me.
Much more bright, exciting Radio 1 music.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was...
Harper's Bazaar and Anything Goes. 50 years ago, I finished the program off with this great record.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
From the Box Tops.
Ain't got time to take a fast train.
That's the Box Tops and the Letter. I hope so much you've enjoyed hearing the very first program from 50 years ago. We played all the same records and all on vinyl. I'm going to see you in a moment. I'm going to join Nick Grimshaw in the Radio 1 studios, but I'd like to thank, before I go, John Wolford, once again, for all the superb jingles that you've heard today. My thanks also to studio manager Nigel Dix, network engineers Toby Hilder, and producers Tom DeCrow and Phil Leclectus-Wern, who compiled the show with me. Sound of the Sixes is a 7-digital production for Radio 2. Don't go away. Be with you again very shortly with Nick Grimshaw and all the other Radio 1 DJs who have appeared on The Breakfast Show. Thanks for listening. See you in a moment.
Welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Still sounds pretty good to me.
I am looking forward to that top 40.
Here comes another rundown.
We'll come back to them in just a moment.
Another fantastic Radio 1 exclusive.
Morning, everybody.
So this is happening.
Stand by for switching.
Radio 1 was the first ever radio station that I encountered.
I didn't even know that all the radio stations existed.
It's been such a part of British culture for 50 years. It's been there for every important youth musical movement that this country's had.
It's just so special. Radio 1 trades on personalities. It invests in people who live and breathe music.
Celebrating 50 years of BBC Radio 1. Right now, Tony Blackburn and Nick Grimshaw. It's Saturday, the 30th of September. This is where it began.
One. Woke up one morning, half asleep, with all my blankets in a heap, and yet